The skates hit the floor hard, the jammers rip around the track, and the blockers bunch up, ready to keep the opposing team from scoring. If all of this sounds familiar, it should, because this is roller derby, at least Salisbury style. 20 women ranging in ages from the early 20s to one in her 50s, and they all call themselves the Salisbury Roller Girls. They practice in the old roller rink that houses Mitchell's martial arts. When playing outside the league, they divide up into the more experienced all-stars and the Wakamikazes. But tonight in this darkened rink, the audience begins to filter in to witness an intra-league game between the two practice teams, Daddy's Little Angels and Juvenile Delinquents. Just inside, there is a booth with comic book-style posters, including one of the best skaters of the bunch, Eva Paxton, better known by her team name as Buster Skull. Elspeth Schock stands behind the table.
We have league t-shirts, we have posters from past events, we have cups, fanny packs, which are a big hit with a lot of people. I see people over town with the t-shirts on, and I see little kids that admire us and want to see and have a bout poster in their room.
The skating rink is a bit dark, and a well-worn feeling fills the room. The audience trickles in for what everyone knows is called a bout, not a game. There's an 8-year-old named Rebecca Holland. She sits with her mother. Going into third grade, she's already getting into the sport with one of the team members known as Brookback Mountain giving her a few lessons.
I think it's pretty cool. And my favorite one out there is Brooke.
She made her a sign.
She taught us about knee falling and how to move your feet in the right position.
Think when you get old enough, you're going to get out there?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty good to knock people down.
Yeah.
Also on the sidelines is Marcy Ravensek from Berlin, who is celebrating a birthday with her friend, Michelle Tolley.
It's awesome.
You get yourself out there anytime soon?
I don't know. I'm not much of a skater, but it's awesome.
And then there's Megan Walterman from Crisfield.
I like all the different nicknames and the crazy tights and just how much fun they have.
There's a good deal of anticipation for a tough bout. So who are these women who practice several times a week and risk at least limb, if not life, to hit the track? This is definitely not the roller derby made famous by Raquel Welch and the Kansas City Bomber.
In the world of roller games, there's room at the top for only one. And there's only one Kansas City Bomber.
Or the scripted bouts of the 1970s.
Mama Pearl Bailey, Kate Smith, you name it, she's top dog. She is a Hulk, former star of the movie Kansas City Bomber, which featured Raquel Welch.
No, these are athletes. The Salisbury Roller Girls are affiliated with the Women's Flat Track Association, and it's a sport that has picked up steam across the country, beginning in the last decade. And they come from all walks of life. Dawn Sterling is 42, well-built, married with two daughters, and walked into the rink 3 years ago when the league first got started. Her team name is Ida Mama Crazy.
For professions, I mean, there's students. I'm a bookkeeper. There's beauticians, writer, physical therapists, moms, stay-at-home moms.
So perhaps first, what's with the names? 28-year-old Nicole Reilly, she's from Temperance, Virginia, and has been involved in martial arts. More than a few tattoos grace her skin, and Reilly goes by the name of Lead Slinger.
Because I really like guns. I have one tattooed on my leg here, so my number's 357.
And then there's 30-year-old Kelly Warrington. She's an event planner from Delaware, and she goes by the name of Copperfield.
Well, I have red hair, and I'm a little handsy. So that's one of the reasons, yes.
So how do these women find themselves on the track, nudging each other out of the way? Some say it was for the exercise, others as a sport to participate in. But one thing about being on the roller girls, it's a sport that all of them felt one could play. Again, Kelly Warrington.
I think it's one of the best sports for women because you can be any body size. You can have any type of body and be successful in some way playing it. And there's always a strength.
And there's something else about this team, a certain camaraderie. Joanne Poyantowski, known as Joanimal.
If you're having a hard time on the track, they're always there to be like, hey, I see you're doing having a hard time, and here's what you could be working on. And it's always really great to show up. I've never really been in a group of women where I felt comfortable, and I do feel very comfortable on this team.
Still, when it comes to the track, there is a take-no-prisoners attitude. Kelly Warrington.
Well, one of the first times I was hit by a player, her name is Wonderbrawl, and she doesn't play any longer, but she hit me so hard that she busted the snot out of my face, and I thought I was bleeding. I mean, it was just, and she didn't hit my face, she just hit me so hard, I felt everything in my body just loosen and compress. It was awful, and that's how it was every time she would hit.
And that's not just for official games. During the practice session, the skaters swing around the bend of the track, and Brittany Levitt, known as Buddy Believe It, slams into the pack as a jammer. Suddenly, her slightly built figure of 24 years tumbles to the floor.
Are you okay?
But the Warwick student simply takes it in stride.
It happens. it happens. I mean, it happens a lot to me, especially since I'm a smaller person, and when I get big hits, if I'm not positioned right, they can easily just sweep me out.
But injuries are ever present. Dawn Sterling suffered a concussion. Joanne Poentowski wound up with an injured tailbone. Most of the women said they tend to put the fear of injury out of their minds, so it does not interfere with their moves. But some incidents are hard to forget. Kelly Warrington.
There was one bout where one of the opposing players was injured and she was carried away on a backboard. I was just a couple of feet from her, and my parents were just a couple of feet from me. And I know that they were thinking that, you know, they were just hoping that I'm safe.
As the crowd settles in for the night's bout between the juvenile delinquents and Daddy's Little Angels, the atmosphere has all the trappings of any sporting event, complete with the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through...
Afterward, the announcer, Lucky Richards, who calls himself Madman Skatermouth, introduces the teams with the vigor and panache to rival any professional.
Number 808, she looks like Barbie, but she hits like Ken. It's Bipolar Barbie. And number 13, she'll send you running for the shelter of Mother's Little Helper. It's Art of Crazy Mama.
And before long, the bout has begun in earnest. Battling it out on the track, Nicole Reilly, known as Lead Slinger, is tangling with Kelly Warrington, better known as Copperfield.
Working her way out. Nice block by Copperfield coming out of turn four. The spread Lynn Slinger. She is still rolling. And picking up points. Five big grand slam for Lead Slinger here.
And then there's Buster Skull, or Eva Paxton, one of the fastest skaters on the floor.
Always amazing, Buster Skull. There's a reason this woman holds the world record in quad marathon skating. She is unbelievable. And again, give it up for Buster Skull, ladies and gentlemen.
So how does Buster Skull do it?
I love competition, but friendly competition is just my favorite.
you really sort of took off, particularly at the end there. What was the key to that?
Good blockers. Like, they made, they opened up lanes for me, and they were really aware of where I was, so they didn't get in. My own blockers didn't block me. They did great.
And the final score is 200 for Daddy's Little Angels and 161 for the juvenile delinquents. At the end of the bout, the skaters huddle in a circle together for one last bit of cheering. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.